Welcome to Fierce, Fit, Feminine, and Other F-Words, a place for women in business to learn more about health, beauty, and feeling confident and being confident on camera, online, on stage, or wherever you're in the spotlight. I'm Christine Brunelli, chiropractor and former beauty salon owner turned certified image consultant, helping you glow from the inside out. And today we're going to talk about how to align your personal image with your personal brand. Your brand meaning your business, your reputation. How do you align that with how you look? Those two things work hand in hand, and today we're going to talk about how you can bring them into even more alignment and make it look polished, professional, powerful, so that you can get out there and show up with confidence. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Really quick, before we get into today's topic, I wanted to let you know that if you are over 40 and you postpone getting pictures taken for your website, social media, whatever, because you hate how you look in pictures, all you see is your size or your weight, or you don't go on social media because you don't like how you look in videos, and frankly, you don't even know what to say and how to present yourself, or you haven't recorded that digital course yet or started that YouTube channel yet because you just don't like how you look on camera, like how you sound on camera, my friend, I've got you. And I have a method that works. It's my Fab Five formula, and you can get it for free right now in the show notes. Go tap the link and I'll send it right to your inbox. I love this topic. I can't wait to dive into it. I'm so passionate about it that I am riffing today without notes. That's how passionate I am. I have no outline. I have no notes. It is in my head. I don't know if you've ever seen posts on social media that say, if you could be hired to talk for 20 or 30 minutes without notes, what could you talk about? This. It's one of my topics. I could talk about body image all day long. I can also talk about branding and personal image and personal branding all day long. I love it. I love it. And you may not think it applies to you, but it does wherever you are in the continuum of a business. If you're first starting out, or if you've been in business 10 years or more, and if that's you, props to you, because most businesses don't make it past the 3-year mark. So good on you if you're there. You might not be a business owner though. You might be thinking, how does this apply to me? I don't own my own business. But you are a personal brand. You have a personal brand, whether you own a business or not. You might be an employee or a contractor for another company or a freelancer. You might be a real estate agent. You might be someone who can be hired on Fiverr or hired on Upwork, two websites where freelancers often put themselves out there for hire. You have a brand regardless of whether you own a business, okay? As the face of your brand, the person who is the brand, you need to start showing up in a way that aligns with your business core values and the business brand. Are they in alignment? Well, if you're not showing up, that's one problem. I can help you with that. But if you are showing up and you're like, you know, my brand is all, I'll give you an example. My brand is earthy. I have all this earthy stuff, but in the real world, I'm a glam girl. I'm not earthy, but I sell this earthy stuff. You're not in alignment. Does that make sense? Or you might be someone in the health space and you're into eating healthy, physical activity, mental health, self-care, all of that, but you don't look the part. And that's a little bit more of a harsh description or a harsh gap between the two, because are you supposed to look a certain way? Well, yeah, you really are. You do have to look a certain way, because how are they going to believe that you can take someone from point A to point B if you don't give them something to aspire to? And that is part of what I want to talk to you about today. So first of all, let's just get into the personal image stuff first. A lot of people they think about their image, they think about what they look like, but they don't realize that a lot of times what you look like, people are making a split decision on who you are, how educated you are, what your dietary habits are, what your sexual preferences are, what your exercise habits are. They might even think what your political stance is, depending on how you dress and present yourself. It's not just dress, though. This is the part that a lot of people get kind of mixed up. They think this is just what I look like. That's all that matters. And yes, if it's just a photo, if you're not going out on video and it's just a photo, then people are going to make those split decisions in 3 seconds or less looking at your picture. And that, my girl, is your LinkedIn profile picture, your profile picture on your social media pages, your headshot on your website or wherever you are featured, whether it is in directories for your profession or whatever. That picture is your image, and all the other aspects that I'm going to talk about don't play into it. But if you're showing up on social media or in a video somewhere, there are other things to consider. And I want to talk about those as well because they matter. So let's start out of the gate defining the difference between personal image and personal brand. Personal image is how other people perceive you at a glance. Everything I just talked about. Everything at a glance. That is your personal image. That is the first impression of you and whether they're going to like you or not. And you know, I get resistance to that all of the time, but there is a lot that plays into whether people like you or not, and you do it too. And I want you to just think about it for a minute. If you walk into a grocery store and someone is dressed in a way that makes you think they're not safe, just based on how they're dressed, you're making a split decision. And you're deciding whether you like them or not, right? Just on that. Like, I would hang out with this person. And it is true that we do it. You do it. You do it as a human, basic human need. Now, once they start moving and you start reading their body language and you listen, and I'm still talking about a stranger here, you listen to their words they use, how they use it, their tone of voice, the decibel of their voice, phrases they use. Now you're really getting into their energy. And although their energy speaks before they ever say a word, so you did make a decision based on everything before that. But once they start behaving a certain way, now you're really getting into, do I like this person or not? That's what happens to us on camera. Okay. That is exactly what happens to us on camera. It's our first impression. And it is what keeps a lot of people stuck, where they won't put themselves out there because they're afraid. They're afraid they're not going to be liked. So they hide, or they're afraid they're going to be judged in the same harsh, critical ways they're judging themselves. That was me. That's why I am in this world, because I know what it's like to look at yourself on camera, whether it's a picture or video, and go, oh my gosh, I hate myself. I don't like how I sound. I don't like how I look. And I, in my head, believed that other people were going to perceive me that way. You know, if we walk out with that energy, part of it's true, because people read insecurity without knowing they're seeing your insecurity. They don't put a word to it, but they realize there's something off about her. Well, that's because you're putting out energy that is saying, I'm here, but I don't really like myself. That's a whole other topic, right? Your energy does speak before a word ever leaves your lips. Your energy speaks. But I don't want to talk about the energy today. I want to talk about the image, the first impression, how you put yourself together. Everything I just described here is your personal image. It's not how you feel about yourself. It's how others feel when they first meet you, that split decision. Now let's talk about personal brand. Personal brand is your strategy of how you show yourself, how you put yourself out in the world. And earlier in the beginning of this episode, when I described the earthy person, the earthy business brand, but the glam girl who was running it and how there was a disconnect, that's because she was making the brand look a certain way, the brand of what she was doing, but the personal brand, who she was, didn't align. Her strategy was off. Okay. I'm going to talk about this in a different way. Let's think of some of the most popular, most famous personal brands in the world. Oprah Winfrey, personal brand. How would she be described? How would you describe Oprah Winfrey? Taylor Swift, personal brand. She is incredible at marketing, but she's also got a personal brand. She tells her life stories through music. Right? That's her brand. Another person, if you follow any of these social media people, Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V, he's a personal brand, straight shooter. He speaks straight from the hip. He teaches you how to market your business. He uses profanity, but man, he cuts to the chase, doesn't he? That's his personal brand. personal brand, there are ABCs to the personal brand. If this helps you, if you're one of those people that like structure, it's your appearance, your behavior, your communication, and your digital impression. Because in today's world, we are online. So your personal brand is the whole conglomerate of those things. How are you making an impression? How are you curating what you're showing the world? What are they seeing? And I'm here to talk about how to bring that in alignment with who you are for real so that it aligns with your image and so that it aligns with your business so that you're living in your truth. Because the worst thing in the world is to live a double life. I'll give you an example of a double life. If we don't want to go the earthy route, let me give you a different example because this might ring true to you. Do you know anyone? Or have you ever been in a relationship or a marriage where it looked hunky-dory on the outside, the dream relationship? Wow, look at them. They go on family vacations. They have the beautiful house with a fenced-in yard, two dogs and two kids, and they look so happy together. They laugh. They go out to dinner. They go to church. They do social outings. Oh my goodness, what a family. Amazing. And then you get to know her behind the scenes and you realize it's really not that. She's not happy. It's miserable. She hates her life right now. She loves her kids, but it's not what it's looking like on the outside. And it's just a fake smile on the outside, right? That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a double life like that in business. You're showing up at work, doing your thing, putting on a face that's not you. I don't want you to do that for your personal brand. You need to be you. When you are your authentic self, that is when people say, oh my gosh, I love her. And if somebody heard you say that and said, why? Why do you love her? And they tell her why, they tell their friend why, it is your reputation, it's your personality, it's your energy, it's your style, it's all of those things. That is your personal brand. Now, let's bring these together. How do we align our image and our personal brand? That's what I want to talk about because those two things, when they're in alignment, it's dynamite. And I have met a few people that have done this so well in the level where I am in business. I love watching someone like Taylor Swift, who, you know, she's been going since she was a teenager. Of course, she has managers and marketing specialists and all kinds of people that are helping her market herself. Not all of us have that kind of money, let's face it, right? I don't know very many people. Oprah might have that kind of money. But what we can do is watch people like that and learn from her. And although she guards her personal life, like she guards herself off camera very well, if you paid attention to the last several months, this episode is coming out in April 2024, but if you paid attention in early 2024, she just came out in a new relationship and it leaked on social media and then she let it go. And she sings about relationships. That is her brand. She sings about walking through life and getting her feelings hurt or having her heart broken or standing up for herself and walking away. And she gave us a glimpse of it and the world went nuts. So much, the NFL started focusing on her on camera instead of the game. It was making some of the men that weren't her fans go, come on, this isn't the Taylor Swift show. This is football. She's a genius at putting her personal brand together with her personal image and marketing it. So let's do that for you. The first thing I want you to think about is, who am I? Such a basic question, but do you know? Have you come to the point in your life where you know who you are? If you're 50 and older, I'm pretty positive you know. Under 50, you might not know yet. You might think, I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I have a side hustle online. I'm a real estate agent. You might describe yourself that way, but you're not really describing yourself about who you are. You're describing roles you have. Who are you? What are you about? What lights you up? What makes you excited? What makes you mad? What really gets under your skin? Those answers to those questions, that clarity is going to help you show up in your personal image so people can understand who you are at a glance. For me, I'll give an example. I'm a glam girl. Now, I'm not full glam like Kim Kardashian. I'm low-key glam. I'm like not the natural earthy girl, but I have lash extensions. I'm microbladed. I wear makeup every day. I accessorize with jewelry. I always get dressed. I don't leave my house looking like a schlep. I got that wrong. I don't leave my house looking like a schlep. If you don't know what that is, I'm from the East Coast and I think it might be Jewish. I used to hear the Jewish women say that. Don't stop schlepping around. I don't leave my house that way unless it's raining. I'm walking my dog. It's windy. I live in Seattle and I'm often in a hoodie with a kangaroo pocket and workout pants, like with the hood up. I might look a little off there, but I don't go anywhere in public like that except to walk my dog or work out. But if I'm in the gym, I still have makeup on. I have earrings in. My hair is pulled back. I'm not a hot mess. I put myself together. That's who I am. I enjoy that. It's because I enjoy it. You might not be that way, and that's okay. You need to be you. So who are you? Not title, not role. Who are you? Are you the earthy girl? Are you a glam girl? Are you somewhere in the middle? What lights you up? What gets you excited? For me, now let's go into that so you can start to think about for yourself. When I'm out on those walks, in my worst image at all, like if somebody saw me for the first time on my walk, they would, and I usually walk in trails in the woods where, you know, people don't see me, but if they did see me, they would not realize that I'm online helping people look beautiful. But what I'm doing, I'm listening to personal growth podcasts. I love podcasts. I have one. I'm, you know, meditating, or I'm practicing manifestation and envisioning what I want my next week, month, year, 5 years to look like. I am constantly in my head creating. I'm a deliberate creator. That's who I am. Now, you might not be that. Right now, you might be someone who is just starting out in the continuum of the business. You're a newbie. Maybe you just graduated college. Maybe you are just getting started and you're like, who am I? You're not the titles. That's what I want you to shake off. I want you to get really clear. Clarity will really help you, because once you figure that out, I know I'm a low-key glam girl. When I show up in my photos, I don't show up like a hot mess. I show up polished, put together, with makeup on, with every hair in place, because that's who I am. If you're not that, maybe you're a little bit different. Figure that out and then align that to how you look on camera, how you present yourself to the world 95% of the time. Make it be about you. When my kids are home, the only time they see me looking like a hot wreck that nobody in the world would see me is when I wake up in the morning. I don't have makeup on. You know, my hair is in a high pony or a low bun or a high bun, something like that. And, you know, I'm not looking my best. I just woke up. But, you know, especially when you have kids, you know, they know the truth of you. So you want to reside in that truth. They also know if I say I'm going to go somewhere, it's going to take me at least 30 minutes if a shower is included to get myself together and ready to walk out the door. I'm not I'm going to just get some clothes on and leave. That's not me. That's what I'm talking about. When you are authentically you, behave and act like the authentic you, that's the picture that you're going to put out there for people to perceive. People will perceive you as that. Is it in alignment with who you are? Now let's shift it to the personal brand. In personal branding, it's the strategy. Remember I said appearance, behavior, communication, digital, impressions. So the ABCs. How is your personal brand different from who you are, how you're showing up? Or are they in alignment? I hope they're in alignment. Now let's go back to Taylor Swift, for example. Remember, her brand is telling her stories through her music. And that is the image that you perceive of her. That's also how she would be described to someone who never heard of Taylor Swift. How would you describe her? Her reputation is she writes her life story through her music. Your brand personality is who you are and how you present yourself to the world. And what I want you to do is think of three attributes, now that you've defined who you are, three attributes about your story that you want to project strategically to the world. And it needs to be true. So if you want to look organized, but you're not organized, don't let organization be one of the attributes. People are going to figure it out. And you, more importantly, this is the most important, you're not going to have fun. And this should be fun for you. This should not be work and drudgery. It should feel so natural that you're getting paid to be yourself. How cool is that? So for me, how would someone describe me? You know, I haven't asked this question in about 2 years, but it's a really good thing to do. How would someone describe me? I think they would say she's someone who is passionate about fitness and beauty, health and beauty, who wears makeup. She teaches people how to wear makeup and feel confident on camera. I do more than that, by the way. There's so much more than that. But I think in general, if someone were to say, go follow Christine, this is what she does. She helps you look great on camera. She does a lot of makeup tips. She helps you know how to feel confident on video. And she's however they would describe me. Now, I have more to me than those things, but I want to be the taste on social media, like a taste of what I do, not everything I do. You get to know everything I do the more you're in my world. I want you to think of this like when you go to Costco, they give you a sample of something and you decide if you like it or not. That sample is the personal image. And if you start to talk to the person that's telling you more about the product, like, oh, you know, these are vegan and gluten-free or whatever. Now we're talking about the brand. And you think the more you're tasting this thing they give you a sample of and you're hearing them describe this thing, you're going, I really like this. And she said, I thought you would. Would you like a box? Boom. You just experienced a personal brand. Now, the image of that personal brand is how they packaged it. Have you ever thought about how you buy wine, if you do, and you're looking for a bottle of wine? What are you doing? You're looking at the image. You're looking at the label, right? If you don't know what you're looking for, that's the image. But if you had someone pouring you a taste and describing the vintner, the vintage, the place where it came from, the grapes, you know, the whole thing. Now you're experiencing the brand. If the image on that bottle was, you know, like chicken scratch, it literally looks like they gave chicken a crayon and, you know, they just made it all colorful and it had a playful font, but you tasted this wine and the person serving it was elegant and refined, and they served very expensive cheese to go with it. And it put the wine at a level that you're like, oh my gosh. And the price point was at a level that you're like, oh, that's a stretch. But the label didn't work. Like, I don't get it. There's a disconnect. That's what you want to avoid. So your personal brand is strategically putting yourself out there in a way that lines up with your personal image. That's what I want you to figure out. And if you overwhelm people with everything you do, instead of having a sample of the wine or a sample at Costco, they give you the whole meal deal. You're gonna be like, I'm so full. I can't deal with this right now. I'll come back after I digest and I'll think about it. And you go walk off. Does that make sense? You just want to put a taste of who you are out there, authentic to you. That's your personal brand. And how you do it with me, find three attributes you want to put out there. What are some attributes about you? For me, I love makeup. I love looking polished and put together. I love how I can help women feel confident by helping unlock her beauty. I see your vibe. Whether you see it or not, that's my gift. I see your vibe. I see your natural beauty. I know how to pull it out. And I know how to pull it out in a way that doesn't make you look like a glam girl. The goal isn't to make you look like me. It's to make you look more like you, but better. So what is it for you? That is the ABCs of how to align your personal image and your personal brand. When you get those together, you are pure gold to go out there and be yourself in your business, and then people will know how to describe you. They'll know exactly who you are. It's crystal clear. But no one can describe you and define your reputation until you do it first. That's why all of this, who you are, what lights you up, what are the attributes, what is the taste or the sample I want to give, all of those questions need to be answered. If you've answered those questions, you're like, okay, I've got it. I've got the essence of my brand personality. I have it. I know how people would describe me out there for my brand, but I need help with the image piece. That's the part where I'm stuck. Like, how do I make myself look like that so that they get that on first impression? That's where you want to go download my Fab Five formula in the show notes. That is going to help you get started. I'm here to support you all the way to look like the best version of you. That's it for today. Until next time, have a fierce, fit, feminine, and fabulous day.